The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
So dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Why is it imperative for the elite soldiers of the Imam to engage actively in self-purification? Why is that a need? Brothers and sisters, the ultimate goal of Islamic tarbiyah, the ultimate, the final objective, what is it? Allah says in the Quran, Surah 51 and verse number 56, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ, and I did not create the jinn and the men, إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, except that they worship me, they serve me, they become slaves, ubudiyya, they follow only me, they worship only me, they obey only me, لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Divine servitude, ubudiyya, is impossible without self-purification. Impossible. What do we mean by self-purification? This is just a brief definition. Self-purification, brothers and sisters, is cleansing the nafs of base, lower desires. Cleansing the nafs of base, lower desires. Now, our actions, our souls, our external actions are determined by our inner state, our inner desires, our inner, we talked about the moral compass the other day. As long as those wrong desires are still there and haven't been addressed, you'll see that given time, given the right circumstances, I will start to exhibit wrong behavior. In Farsi, they have a saying. They say, this person is a professional swimmer. The pool's just not deep. Otherwise, if that pool is there, you'll see this person, they can swim. If I'm practicing, but I haven't engaged actively in self-purification, I haven't got rid of the core problem, those lower desires, then given time. So what does karama do? If we were able to get to it. This is now from Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib. The Imam says this, man karumat alayhi nafsu. That man or woman, man karumat alayhi nafsu, who enjoys Islamic karama, Islamic dignity, Islamic self-worth, my relationship with God has been fixed. Man karumat alayhi nafsu, hanat alayhi shahawato. Their shahawat, those lower desires I talked about, those become unimportant for the person, trivial for the person, insignificant for the person. If I can have karama, those lower desires that make others make mistakes, they're for me. Those aren't strong, powerful desires, things I can't say no to. To me, they're trivial, they're insignificant. Then you see the person start to do things that for others are a big deal. Example. I want to use one example from the life of Shaheed Ibrahim Hadi. Now, brothers and sisters, you know, when it comes to recruiting athletes, let's say for professional football, right now it's football season, professional football, they have some athletes who are four-star athletes, there's some who are five-star athletes, they're uber-talented. They can do things that you and I, normal human beings, we just can't do. They're just faster, they're stronger, they're quicker, their reflexes. It's something you have to see. Shahid Ibrahim Hadi was one of those uber-talented individuals. Just as a tiny example, you may have read this in the book, he could play volleyball 1-4. He could stand on one side, four guys trying to beat him, and cat quick. Right? Any sport, they would talk about it. Well, what about this sport? What about this? Uber talented. How much right now do people like to be famous? Do people like to have people liking their Instagram posts? Saying, we all? Ibrahim Hadi is in the best shape of his life. Now, of course, he's someone who used to always repeat what Imam Khomeini said, right? Exercise isn't the purpose of our lives, right? But he's been training. He's been working. This is going to be his year. Uber talented. His friend tells a story. He says that I was part of the scout team for Ibrahim Hadi. He's going up, going through the ranks, semifinals, got to the finals. Alhamdulillah, this is your year, Ibrahim. I checked out your opponent. Your opponent, he was a champion before. He's not so good this year. I know you can do it. He scouted him. So he's waiting to go and see his friend Ibrahim rip this man apart. He sees that just before they start wrestling, the other wrestler comes to Ibrahim and he says something, kind of like whisper something in his ear. They smile. Ibrahim nods. And then the match begins. When the match begins, he sees that Ibrahim isn't really pushing back, fighting aggressively. He's not taking the guy down. And at first, the other guy is kind of scared of Ibrahim. He knew who Ibrahim was. He said, but I did notice something. There's an old lady in the stands, and she's doing dhikr. But I'm on the other side. Myself, the coaches, the crowd. Tear him apart, Ibrahim. Finish him off. This is your year. And Ibrahim's just batting the... Until finally the other guy gets bold. Okay, well, if it's not going to happen, the other guy takes Ibrahim down and he defeats Ibrahim. The guy who's telling the story says, after the wrestling match, I was so angry. I went into the locker room. I'm punching the lockers. Ibrahim, this was your year. What are you doing? Why? He said, Ibrahim was like, look, it's just not important. Don't take it so seriously. Ibrahim leaves. He says the other wrestler comes. He didn't even want to talk to the other wrestler. He was so angry, angry at Ibrahim, frustrated. Why? The other wrestler said, you're Ibrahim's friend? He starts up the conversation. You have no idea what a great man you're a friend with. What happened? I told Ibrahim when we first started, when I whispered to him, I said, you know, I'm not as strong as you. I'm going to lose this match. But you know, my mom's watching. I just don't want you to like really rip me apart. Just like don't like humiliate me in front of my mom. Just please, you're gonna beat me, but don't, right? He said, Ibrahim went all out though. For Ibrahim, there was something more important than winning, more important than his shahawat, more important than being famous. His shahawat were insignificant to him. He wanted him to win in front of his mom. The guy was in tears later. I had just gotten married. I needed the money so badly. Right? Some people, for them, the dunya, the shahawat are low. Who are these people? Man karumat alayhi nafsu.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adim Alimun Halim Hakimun Matim. Qayyumun ra'uf, sabrun ma. صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.